Whether you're the spontaneous type or you like a little planning, the table can fit your personality. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can invite anyone to the table, whether old friends or new. Who are the first people who pop into your mind? Invite them. One of the first official gatherings at our table was serendipitous, which suits my personality. Our neighbor Amy was at a children's birthday party, sitting with a group of moms, when the woman next to her said, "Hey, y'all heard about the lady who put a turquoise table in her front yard?" Amy responded, "Yes, she's my neighbor, Kristen Schell." The woman asked if she could meet me. Amy immediately began texting me their conversation and asked if we could get together. I responded, "Invite her to coffee at the table." "When?" "Thursday at 9:30? A few minutes later, the answer came through. "We're on and she's bringing a friend." Thursday morning came. I made a pot of coffee, glanced at the clock, and realized I had just enough time to take a shower before heading out to the turquoise table. I almost tripped over a mess of shoes the kids left by the door, but shrugged it off. I didn't have to clean the house. My guests would be outside. I walked out to the table with a tray of mugs and a carafe of coffee and waited for everyone to arrive. Julie, her friend Kimberly, and Amy showed up a few minutes later, making four of us at the table that morning. I only knew Amy and loved that I was meeting other women for the first time. We sat down and Julie wasted no time. She whacked the table palms down like she was claiming it. "Girl, I love this idea so much I ordered my picnic table after the birthday party and it was delivered and painted the next day." She knew so little about the turquoise table, but her enthusiasm was evident and contagious. Kimberly laughed. "Me too. I did the same thing. I still need to paint mine, though." Julie asked, "What's the backstory? How did you think of this?" I poured everyone more coffee, settled in, and told them about Ludmila's ministry of presence and how relationships can be nurtured when we take time to sit down and connect with one another at the table. Ludmila modeled how powerful the simple act of being available to others can be. "I've got chills," Julie said. The conversation flowed into sharing our own frustrations and longings. We expressed our desire to get to know each other and the neighbors around us and live with more intention, but conceded how hard it was with all the busy day-to-day activities. We threw it all out on the table, asking questions about how to manage jobs, family, health concerns. With little or no margins in our lives, the idea of being present seemed out of reach. And yet, as I looked around the table, we were doing it. We were already being a little bit like Ludmila to one another. We hadn't prepared. We hadn't planned. We just showed up. It was the first step of opening our lives to one another. The whole morning went like that, one series of head nods after another, sharing the highs and lows of where we were in the midst of raising kids, trying to be good wives, dealing with the struggle of getting dinner on the table when we spend more time in our cars than our kitchens. We opened up about the worries of raising our children in the digital age and getting it right as parents. We reflected on our own childhoods and the hard place of watching our parents age. Without thinking about it, we skipped past the shallow and dove right into the deep end. We had gone from strangers to friends.